This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America Tonight. Boy, oh boy, the Democrats thought they had this one nailed. A special election in the 6th District runoff. Karen Handel won. John Ossoff lost the final vote, 52.7%, that's of the votes, to 47.3%. So a little bit close, but Handel keeps the House seat in the Republican hands. So the Democrats didn't get their first big win in the Trump era. Remember, there was a lot of conversation about that. And again, so there was massive conversation about it, but nothing changed there. And in South Carolina, they had a special election as well. In the 5th District, Ralph Norman, the Republican, won 51.1% narrowly to Archie Parnell, who had 47.9% of the vote. Joining us at the top, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how are you doing?
So I was just talking about these two elections, special elections, and in both cases, it was pretty close, but, I mean, not narrowly close, but pretty close. And especially in Georgia, a lot of people were eyeballing that, and Karen Handel won, so the Republican won. You know, there was a lot of talk about, okay, now after what happened in the election, you wait and see what's going to happen with the Democrats. Was there any reaction to this? Because I know a lot of this is just unfolding.
Well, you know, the president did weigh in on this. That's, of course, one of the big reactions to any sort of news story that we have these days. Everyone's always, you know, anxiously watching on Twitter. And he pointed out that this is 5-0 for Democrats, you know, pointing out that there have been a lot of these sort of bellwether races that people had said were expected to be sort of an indication of where things were going to be going in 2018. And so far, despite all of the, you know, obvious rancor and all of the, you know, signs that Donald Trump is certainly not the most popular president right now, just not really that much good news for Democrats. We've seen a lot of races that have been, you know, very close and traditionally red districts. But, you know, certainly not close enough. And the big one, of course, tonight is in Georgia's 6th, the seat that has been held by Tom Price, who is now the Health and Human Services Secretary, you know, coming in with about a 5 or 6 point lead for Karen Handel, the Republican, certainly dashing a lot of Democrats' hopes for a race that had become the most expensive in congressional history. About $13 million spent in Ossoff. $5 million additionally raised for Karen Handel. And, you know, again, just not a lot to show for Democrats. So a pretty interesting night, to say the least.
Boy, no kidding. And then there was this crazy story. You know, there's been conversation about Sean Spicer moving up and becoming the communications guy, and then he wouldn't be the White House press secretary any longer. And Chelsea Clinton accused the president of accused Trump's advisor of fat shaming, rather, which, of course, is a Breitbart man, O'Bannon, accused him of fat shaming Sean Spicer. Is that right? Did Bannon do that?
Well, you know, Bannon apparently did you know, say this in a text message to a reporter, and then did not you know, necessarily follow up on this. I wouldn't read too much into it. This sounds you know, largely like sort of a small, you know, joke. Obviously, Bannon is somebody who's not the picture of health. And, you know, as somebody who's seen them up close, I, you know, when it comes to the weight aspect. And, of course, I have no right to say this since I am a larger fellow myself. But Bannon certainly is, you know, bigger than Spicer. But, yeah, certainly an interesting response from Bannon. You know, with the sort of visually obsessed president that, you know, Trump is when it comes to optics, when it comes to how people look, I can't necessarily completely rule that out. You know, he is somebody who has previously critiqued Spicer for, you know, not being enough of a fighter, for wearing suits that don't fit, for wearing suits that are apparently too bright and whatnot. So, you know, I can't totally rule that out, but, you know, considering who we heard this from, I'm going to take that one with a grain of salt.
All right, how about this? This is obviously one of the biggest stories. Is Mitch McConnell announcing Thursday the reveal of the Senate health bill? Wow. So what's happening there? I know there's a lot of push-pull.
Yeah, now this is going to be a draft of the proposal that McConnell is essentially crafting on his own that a lot of people just have not seen. So I can't really give you a preview of what we're expecting to see in that since, you know, I haven't had an opportunity to see it. A good number of Republicans have very vocally, you know, said that they have not seen it as well, including Senator John McCain, who had sort of a pugnacious response today when asked about it, sort of tongue-in-cheek saying that he loves, you know, being in situations where he doesn't see what the legislation he's expecting or expected to vote on is. But this is going to be moving forward, and apparently we are expecting to see a vote on this schedule before the July 4th recess. Meaning that there's not going to be much time to review this. There's not going to be the usual hearing schedule that we've seen. And this really stands in stark contrast to the initial health care reform fight we saw back in 2009, 2010. You know, that was a huge marathon. There were late night, you know, votes, a lot of hearings, a large portion of time carved out to really get this right, ideas that were adopted and then abandoned. You know, changes that were made last minute when it comes to language on abortion and whatnot to, you know, placate some of the Democrats who were, you know, still standing against it. And, you know, just moving forward with a piece of legislation that is not going to be reviewed, you know, obviously smacks of hypocrisy, you know, due to the fact that Republicans have been campaigning on years over the fact that this was a bill that they said was passed in the dead of night without much input. And now they are certainly doing something that stands in pretty stark contrast to what Democrats did back in 2009 and, you know, certainly gone to much greater extremes than the Democratic Party ever did.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. And then I have to ask you this. How about this photograph of Marco Rubio hugging Ivanka Trump? What is up with that? That is the craziest photo ever. It's so awkward.
It is, yeah. You know, Ivanka Trump ended up tweeting out about this, defending Marco Rubio, saying that this was fake news, and Marco Rubio was a great hugger. You know, I've taken a lot of photos on the Hill of, you know, lawmakers and whatnot, and have, you know, sometimes taken photos that aren't necessarily as warm as they may seem or whatnot. I'm hesitant to read too much into this, yada, yada, yada. And also, you know, Marco Rubio, for all of his good looks, is not the most, you know, photogenic guy at times. I actually have a photograph with Marco Rubio where I'm speaking to him, and neither one of us look very good. We both look very, you know, confused and, you know, angry at each other. It's very strange. I'll send that to you at some point. But, you know, from my own personal experience, I've had my own fair share of awkward photos with Marco Rubio, so I'm not going to, you know, get too mad at him for that one.
All right, I love it. Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was great. Do you have an awkward photo with Marco Rubio? If you do, send it to me at americatonight.net. We've just scratched the surface. Mailbag coming up next.
Mama doesn't like him because he never cuts his hair. Daddy doesn't like him.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The mail is here. Thanks to all of you for sending me the mountain of pulp that you do. Let's check the mail. This one is from Patrick. He says, Kate, long time no talk. I used to email you a lot, but I've been super, super busy. Rest assured, I am listening to your show. Did you see that there was the prodigy of Moby Deep that is dead in his 40s, and do you know who that is? I thought it was Mob Deep. I could be wrong. Let's check with Andy, our resident music expert. Who is pronouncing that correctly?
I wish I could tell you.
He doesn't know. Forget it. Gen Xer doesn't know. So, you're not a Gen X. Are you a Gen Xer? You are a Gen Xer. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a Gen Xer. So anyway, he's a rapper. Rapper Prodigy is one half of a hip-hop duo. I know the music, actually. And they say he's died. The cause of death not released. He was hospitalized for complications because of sickle cell anemia prior to his death. That's sad. His, his great-great-great-grandfather, William Jefferson White, founded Georgia's Morehouse College in the basement of his Baptist Church. And his grandfather, it's an interesting history, his grandfather was a saxophonist and clarinetist for Billie Holiday, Duke Ellington, and a whole bunch of others, Benny Goodman. So music ran in the blood, but cause of death, who knows? He published Commissary Kitchen, My Infamous Prison Cookbook. And it had stories and recipes and food he experienced while he was in prison. But he was, he had a lifelong battle with sickle cell anemia. And people forget how deadly that is. So I'm assuming there's going to be something there with sickle cell anemia. All right, this one is from Frank. Kate, I have to tell you, the stuff that's gone on in London is just so, so despicable. And I feel for the people that live there. I would have to assume that it is a little frightening. It's scary to think that you could be walking down the street and then a van comes careening your way and ends your life or maims you. And when it's all said and done, there's, of course, people helping. There's this massive outcry, but you're the victim, and in the end, you have to move on yourself. Yeah, of course. That's the whole thing. That's why I say it's like we forget the victims. Because once it happens, and yeah, everybody comes to visit you, and the whole world is upset, and then that goes away, and you're stuck with whatever condition you're in because of some horrific thing that happened to you because of somebody who decided they were going to set off a bomb, run over a bunch of people, or whatever it might be. So, yeah, yeah, and yeah. But it is awful. And the British authorities are doing everything they can to unearth any of these networks, but it's pretty dangerous. I mean, it's not something that we haven't lived with before. It's just that now there, it just feels like there's more of it. It just happens to be this weird escalation at a strange time, a very, very strange time. Then how about this one? This one is from Liz. Boy, those poor people in England. First they have the tower and the fire in the tower, and then they have the nutballs who ran over the people outside of the mosque. They have to feel like, when will it all end? Yeah, people forget about Grenfell Tower, and it was bad because they were throwing kids out of the windows and doing whatever they could to try to help save people. But in the end, 79 people died or are missing and presumed dead. It was a 24-story apartment block in West London. So what is kind of a sidebar, I found this out today, is that Andy Murray said that he was going to donate his Monday winnings from the Queen's Club. He was going to put that into a fund for the families. The Queen's Club is just 2 miles from Grenfell Tower, and that's awesome that he's doing that, of course, but it's very sad. It's very sad what happened there. The people, like I said, trying to scramble, trying to get kids out, and you're in a tower, and the tower is very, very high, obviously. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to another one. And this one is from Bill, listening to us in Las Vegas. Kate, I think I heard you say one time that you lived in Las Vegas. I was wondering if you liked it and if you ever spent any time gambling. I did like my time that I spent in Vegas. It's like a different... You know, when you live in Vegas, it's like the time of when I lived in Vegas was the right time for me to live there. But it's like you live in a different world. It really is. Because it's like you're in the center. How do I describe it? There's no time. So you could go anywhere and have lobster and steak at 4 a.m. You could go have your clothes pressed. You can go hear decent bands free at lounges. You can do people watching all over the place. I don't know. There's kind of a buzz in the air when you live in Vegas. But then there's the other side of Vegas where people go there to disappear. And who knows who's telling the truth and who knows who's not telling the truth. So it's a very strange town. I know my brother and mother back in the day when I lived there came out to visit me. And I think it was Christmas time. It was Christmas time. They came out to visit, and my brother, who sat at the roulette wheel with me while about 50 drunk Elvises went by, said, my sister can't live here after another few months. Because he couldn't believe it. He's like, how many Elvises can they stuff in one casino who's had been overserved just a little bit too much, right? Now you see the Elvises all over the street, and they charge you to have your picture taken with them, and you see people stop and they get their pictures taken with the different looking Elvises. Yeah, interesting question. Thank you. I say this when I go on the air, that I have lived all over the place. I've lived in every part of the United States except for Alaska and Hawaii, because that's I call them the nether regions. But I've lived in the other, you know, South, Southwest, Midwest, South, all of that, East Coast, West Coast. And it's funny the things that you pull out from living in those places. What are the common denominators? What do people talk about? And Vegas is just kind of a mix of everything. That's just the best way to put it. Just kind of a mix of everything. Okay, here is another one. This one is from Hal. And Hal is listening to us in Sarasota. And Hal says the Democrats didn't win. They lose again. Kate, I am not a Democrat. I'm an independent. Sometimes I lean more toward being a Republican, but I am an independent. I think the Democrats just can't get it right. They just can't figure out the ways to win. So the Republicans hold on to a pretty contested battle in Georgia. That is huge that they didn't lose that seat. And I believe the Democrats, once again, are overshooting their hand, believing that they have a lock on some of these elections. And this clearly was a case where there was not a lock on the election. You know, absolutely. I think there is, among some Democrats, the smugness of, oh, look what's happening with the president. This gives us an opening, blah, blah, blah. Look at what the buzz is. And then it's not what they think. So because of that, Karen Handel kept her seat in Georgia. No, you know, keeps the seat. And there's no big Democrat like John Ossoff to come in and take it away. So he conceded the race. She definitely has won it. And the Democrats are denied actually twice. Also in South Carolina, special election there, same thing. Thinking that they're going to nail this, they didn't do it. Did not do it. By the way, quick note here, if you are flying in the West, make sure you check in with your airport, because there's some hot temperatures that are grounding some flights. Phoenix hit 119 degrees. Wow. That is insane. What do you do when it's 119 degrees outside? You stay in and you binge watch Netflix. Coming up next, the other side.
What do you see? The sun.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
All right, time for another edition of The Other Side. That's when I invite my husband Paul to join me on the air. Hi, Paul.
I can't talk right now.
Yeah, you're too busy because you're sweating. Everybody is sweating. The heat is on, right? And so in Phoenix, it was up to 119 Fahrenheit, degrees Fahrenheit. It ranked as the fourth hottest day on record for the Arizona city. But what's interesting is because of this heat wave, they've had to ground a lot of flights. How come they have to do that?
Because it's hot.
Oh, I thought you knew how to fly, supposedly.
Well, if the planes are too full and too heavy, then it takes too much runway to take off, and they'll crash and burn, everybody will die. So that's probably not good.
Right.
In the heat. It's got to, you know, if it's cool weather, you can carry heavier and loads.
So that means pretty much fly out of Alaska and you're safe.
Well, decreased engine performance at higher altitudes and higher temperatures. So when it's wintertime... At sea level, you get better performance out of your engine.
So how about this story? Because you were on a ship, and I saw this story that we talked about here on the air, and even some people wrote in some emails about it, about the Navy, well, I don't think it was an officer, but what do you call it when you're not an officer? Enlisted.
Enlisted, non-commissioned officer, petty officer.
I think he was a petty officer. I think he was a petty officer. He was missing for 7 days, and then they found him somewhere on the ship.
Yeah, sounds like a petty officer.
Is it easy to get lost?
Yes, but not for 7 days.
Wow, I want to tell everybody that Paul has a nervous habit of, some of you may do this, where you have a pen and you just keep clicking it and clicking it, and he used to just click it nonstop, and so now he brought an iced tea into the studio, and he took the pen, he didn't realize it, and he threw it right in the iced tea. Nice. One of my favorite pens. I don't think it works. Here it does. Hey, speaking of getting things wet, we've got Fitbits. Some of you might have gotten Fitbits, and I saved all my hard-earned pennies because I'm certainly not like all these other guys out there that are making trillions of dollars in talk radio. And I got him a Fitbit, and of course he proceeded to jump in the pool, and it's not waterproof. So I think it's working though, right?
Yeah, they said it would be toast, but it spent about a minute down at about 5 feet, and I pulled it up, and it no problems.
Well, thank goodness for that, because I saved up to get you that.
So there you go.
Yeah. So what else do you want to talk about? You brought a list of things you wanted to bring up, so let's see what your topics are.
Well, I just threw some stuff together. I just wanted to talk about all this stuffing that's on our living room floor. What's up with that? This white clouds all over the place.
Okay, so we have a dog, as you all know, Mahalo. Sometimes you can hear him in the studio. And people lately have been bringing him presents. And he got from Annie Zadarovich, who came to visit us from Los Angeles, he got this dragon. And the dragon is kind of big and long. And something about the dragon, it has the white stuffing filler in it, and he doesn't eat it, but he's tearing it up, and so there's white pieces of fluff all over the place.
Why did you allow that to happen?
Well, here's what I like. You see it, but you don't bend over and pick it up. You just leave it there on the floor.
I was playing words with friends. What's your excuse?
Yeah, what's your excuse? Well, how about this honey-do list? What else is on your list, speaking of that?
I did your dishes a few minutes ago.
Nice, my dishes. What else is on your list?
I made your iced tea.
Is there anything else on your list? Let's find out. White stuffing on the floor.
I'm just ripping right now.
Okay. And, you know, an interesting story came up, and you had the chance to meet him. O.J. Simpson is set for a July parole hearing in Nevada. You know, people forget about that, but he was he's been in jail for a while now. And he has a shot at freedom. He's 70 years old. And on July 20th, they're going to do this hearing. He was admitted in December of 2008. He was convicted of several felony charges, including first-degree kidnapping, armed robbery, and conspiracy to commit a violent crime. This was the craziest thing. It had nothing to do with the so-called trial of the century, when we were all talking about the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman. It was all about a robbery at a Las Vegas casino hotel room in 2007. And he said he was trying to get his memorabilia and personal items back from two sports collectible dealers. But boom, they put him away. So he's been gone since 2008. And you had a chance to meet him because I did an interview with him on Market News First. And they had sort of like this little going away party for him when he was flying off. And what did he say to you?
I don't know what he said to me. Did he say anything to me?
I think he did. I think he said, "Nice to meet you." And he had giant hands.
Oh, I just remember his hands were the size of like a baseball mitt. It was like unbelievable.
Yeah, you said his hands were huge. And then he said to me, we should have Thanksgiving dinner down there in Miami with him.
Yeah, I remember he said that to you, yeah.
That would be interesting. What would we talk about? I don't know. Of course, it wasn't too soon after that when that whole thing happened with him.
I'll carve the turkey.
Ba-dum-bump, we need a rim shot for that, right? Oh, my. All right, so normally I don't care about celebrities, but this is kind of interesting. J-Lo and A-Rod are hooked up, I guess. Boy, that's an... Is that... Maybe it's not an odd pairing.
She's a true believer.
she finds them somehow. I mean, she, you know, they, I guess they've been dating, and I was just reading the headline only because I was looking at the USA Today, and it said they are documenting their vacation. They're calling it the Vacation, a series of Instagram snaps, and they are in Monte Carlo and Saint-Tropez, and what a rough life, huh?
Oh, yippee. I'm so excited they're documenting on Instagram.
I know. Who cares? That's exactly what I was saying. Are they relevant anyway?
So done.
So done. So done. So done with them. Who cares, right? Oh, my gosh.
Over it.
Yeah. All right, so we still have some time left, so isn't that great? Because you were complaining last week that there wasn't enough time. And I was thinking about this weekend we didn't go to the movies, but the last couple of weekends we've gone to the movies. And one of the movies that we saw and we talked about on the show a bunch was Wonder Woman. Did you... Because somebody asked me to ask you this. Did you really honestly think Wonder Woman was a good movie from a man's point of view?
Yeah, I mean, there was some... It seemed like there were some very obvious, jabs, you know, men male bashing in there. But it was all in a good spirit, I thought. I mean, I'm secure enough to say that, so... But, yeah, I mean, they did the whole woman power thing. But the movie was great. Action, the mythological characters. I loved it.
Okay, here would be the perfect scenario. You're watching Wonder Woman and you're drinking a Burger King Lucky Charms shake. Do you believe it? Just when you thought you'd seen everything, Burger King now has a Lucky Charms milkshake, and they're trying to tap into childhood nostalgia, ice cream, and all those little Lucky Charms of the Lucky Leprechaun are mixed in there. I mean, that's cereal and marshmallows. And, I mean, how much sugar is in that, do you think? It's 740 calories, 17 grams of fat, 129 grams of carbohydrates. Hey, the good news is it's less than $3.
A shake is a shake is a shake. If you're drinking a shake, a chocolate shake, you're drinking the same amount of calories, whether it's chocolate or Lucky Charms or vanilla. Sorry to break it to you, America.
Do you think it'll be a big seller?
I love me some Whataburger shake, but, you know, I don't try not to drink them very often.
But do you think the Lucky Charms will be a big item?
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks and that's it. We don't care anymore after that. Okay, so we move from the shakes that are shocking in the amount of calories they are to something that I just saw that is cracking me up, and it was in the travel section in the USA Today. And the question they posed was, should you tip your flight attendant? Oh, my gosh. Now you're supposed to tip the flight attendant? I think only if you have a drink, right? If you get drinks, then you tip them for the drinks? Or what do you think the... I'm going to read this. What do you think the etiquette is?
Hey, if she provides or he provides good enough service, whatever. Flirtedly, whatever your heart desires.
Well, it says in the airline industry, they kind of are questioning that. Some airlines don't want you to accept tips, and others say it's okay. Some say that they just, shouldn't be tipped. And then others say, well, if they want to do that, they can do that then. And some others say there's a better way to acknowledge them. I met somebody that had a great system for... There's a book called Beds for Your Head, and it talks about if you want to get upgraded, what you need to do, like buy chocolate bars, put a $20 bar, a bill in the bar, and when you go to the hotel room, tell them, is there any better rooms or whatever, and slip the candy bar to them, and it has the money in it, and the person's so excited because people treat them so crummy, they automatically upgrade you. I just don't know that would work, really. They say to do it.
They got to open the candy bar to find out there's $20 in it first.
That's right. Just tell them, whisper, there's $20 in it. All right, thank you.
Danke.
All right, we'll see Paul next week for another edition of The Other. Hang with us.
Hey, Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
ATN, coming off of the other side, or the other, as I like to call him, the other, talking about the dog, and I think people can really relate to dogs and getting them toys and the toys that they chew up. Mahalo is actually, as a golden retriever, he's pretty good. He really doesn't do that much, he doesn't do destructive things. He just needs attention. They need attention. And it's sometimes tough to sneak away from Mahalo when you're trying to get out of the house because he wants, again, that attention. And you gotta be quick so that he's not following you through the garage. But he doesn't tear shoes up. He doesn't do any of that kind of stuff. So this thing with the stuffing is kind of new, but he's not eating it. It's just the way I think it feels on his teeth, and it's coming out pretty easily. Otherwise, he has things that he chews on that they wouldn't come apart like that. Speaking of coming apart, how about this story about the Pentagon blowing $28 million on uniforms for Afghan soldiers. Wow. The Pentagon, they say, wasted as much as the $28 million over the past decade buying them up with a woodland camouflage patent appropriate, they say, for a tiny faction of that country. And the Afghan Defense Ministry says that they picked up the privately owned color pattern over the free camouflage schemes owned by the U.S. government. What? It's a 17-page study, and it says that forests only cover 2.1% of Afghans' total land area. So their concern was, what if it was purple or pink or whatever, that it was ridiculous. So are we going to buy pink uniforms for soldiers and not ask questions? He said it was stupid. And he's saying we wasted $28 million in the name of fashion because the minister thought the pattern was pretty. Oh, gosh. Nice. I like the pattern, so let's go with that one. You know how much the Pentagon has spent on uniforms since 2007? $93 million. Yeah. So switching, actually, to a camouflage pattern owned by the U.S. military would have saved $71 million over the next decade. I mean, what are they going to do? It's a bad decision. They're in the middle of the decision. Good for the people making the uniforms, though, right? Because they're making the bucks off of them, whatever company it is. Not good for the taxpayers, because we're the ones who pay the price, ultimately. They got to know. They got to know that that's going to be found out, and people are going to frown upon that and think it's ridiculous. So, yeah, I mean, of course. Right? Yeah. Oh, man. Brutal. We move from overpaying for unis to what Jay Johnson is saying, that we got to do something about cyber attacks. And no kidding. I said this just the other day on America Tonight. We've talked to, especially lately, a lot of people who are tops in the field at cyber crime prevention. And all of them have one thing in common. All of them believe that people and companies don't take it even seriously enough. So the former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is going to testify on Wednesday that the threat of cyber attacks against future U.S. elections will only get worse unless Congress and the White House do something to strengthen cybersecurity and protect democracy. Cyber attacks of all manners and from multiple sources will get worse. That's what Johnson's saying. He had his written testimony posted, so that's how we know some of that. And, of course, it's a struggle. How do you keep up? It's hard to keep up. You can hire XYZ amount of people, and there's a million ways to crack in and hack into systems, and that's the problem. White House spokesperson Sean Spicer wouldn't say whether Donald Trump believes that Russia interfered with the presidential elections, because, of course, that was about the hacking in. But Johnson is expected to be the sole witness before the House Intelligence Committee to answer questions related to Russia's actions during the 2016 election. And that's the big one, but there is no doubt about it. Infrastructure is so important. And the experience certainly highlights cyber vulnerabilities in our process, no matter what. And that is frightening, that we could really sit here and sweat out an election because we have other people that can easily bomb their way into our voting places. I mean, brutal. Absolutely brutal. And how about this? This video just came out. We live in the video world. You see it, you shoot it. You see it, you shoot it. People just flip open their cameras, which is their phone, and they don't even have to flip them open. They just press the button, the camera button, and they're off to the races, and they've got a mini mini recording device. I mean, a camera, that's what it is. So this newly released police dashboard camera video of the fatal shooting of Philando Castile during a traffic stop that enraged so many people in 2016 shows the cafeteria school worker telling a Minnesota police officer that he has a firearm, and after a brief exchange, the officer fires a bunch of shots into the car. The 10-minute video shows the 4-year-old daughter of Castile's girlfriend opening the back door of the car and walking into the arms of a second police officer. Oof. And the public release of the video came 4 days after a jury acquitted the police officer of second-degree manslaughter and endangering safety by disarming a firearm in his death last July 6th. And, of course, there's been outrage all over the place about his death and what's happened. The video opens with Inez approaching the driver's side window of the car and explaining that he stopped Castile because he was one of his brake lights was out. Then the second officer approaches the passenger side of the car and folds his arms. And then Castile tells the officer, "I have to tell you, I do have a firearm." And he says, "Okay, don't reach for it." Then he tries to say something, and the officer says, "Don't pull it out," and then he shouts, "Don't pull it out," and then he shoots 7 times into the car. Wow. Yeah, that was one of the crazier things that happened last year. And what can we tell by the video? And what can we not tell by the video? That's the key. What can we glean from that? There's a reason for the dashboard cams. And the reason is to get a sense of, not get a sense, to know how it unfolds. The bottom line is, he was not prosecuted, and they did look at the video and didn't come to that conclusion, because, again, it is the standoff. But to me, it seems ridiculous. I mean, wow, just a horrible thing that happened there. And so many people just outraged by the approach, what he said, like, was he trying to tell him so nothing happened? And wow. You know, breaking up is hard to do. As we end on a different kind of note, Phil Mickelson made news a week ago when he decided not to play the U.S. Open so he could be at his daughter's graduation. Now he announces he's parting ways with his longtime caddy, Jim Bones McKay. They've been together 25 years. Wow, 25 is a long time. Mickelson said, "We just feel it's right to make a change." He says he's one of the most knowledgeable and dedicated caddies in the world. He is always prepared, has the ability to make decisions in pressure-packed situations. I'm sure he'll get picked up. That sometimes happens. That's a long time. He had longevity with him, that's for sure, and a lot of wins. You're all winners in my book because you listened to this hour of America Tonight, and we thank you for that.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.